This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:42. That was Pat Benatar with Heartbreaker. And you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're joined now by Dania Nair of the news team for Keep In View. And Dania, you know, this lockdown is set to go on until the end of the month, with the caveat that if daily infection numbers go below 4,000, there might be a review of the SOPs. In the meantime, though, there are still sectors that will be badly impacted, including property.
Yes, that's right. But with the with the property sector, the good news is, if you can call it good, I guess, at this point, is that because property prices have declined so significantly since the previous MCOs, this latest lockdown, you know, isn't really likely to reduce prices further. And besides that, we also have interest rates at historical lows. We've got a targeted loan moratorium in place. So I guess it'd be fair to say that the impact on the most vulnerable has been mitigated to some extent. But the current issue right now is the demand for property. You know, even if people are saving money from not paying their loans, they don't really want to spend it on property. They'd rather pay, use it to pay it for essential items. And then we also have, you know, real estate agents, property developers who are still trying to sell units. But because, you know, people can't really go around to view houses or apartments on offer, they can't really do that. And I think we also need to remember that at the end of last year, there was still a significant number of unsold units by developers. So this overhang is, you know, about 50,000 units.
Right. So if the property sector were to recover, or, you know, if it's going to take its first steps to its recovery, what needs to happen?
Actually, the building blocks for recovery in the sector are already in place. The problem really is that the lockdown is also keeping people in place. But when we spoke with Property Guru, who, you know, are one of the largest prop tech companies in the region, they think that there are several factors that could sort of help set up the recovery. So, you know, these are things like more people going digital and more urbanization, plus a growing middle class. So this is Property Guru's CEO, Hari V. Krishnan, talking to BFM News.
We take a longer term view. Property sector tends to take long cyclical shifts over years. So first and foremost, I'd say there are three macro megatrends in Malaysia which still apply. There is the rapid emergence of the middle class. Second is urbanization. Malaysia, like many other countries in the world, more and more people are moving to city centers and townships, etc. And the third is digitization. Today, about a third of real estate advertising is online in Malaysia, as per our market research. Now, that is very low. In Singapore, it's a little bit over half of real estate advertising being online. Look at a developed market like the UK or Australia, it's 85-90%. So you're just getting started with digitization in Malaysia. So if you bring those three trends together, urbanization, digitization, and emergence of the middle class, Malaysians are going to move to cities, need to buy homes, and are going to turn to digital solutions to find those homes.
That was Property Guru CEO Hari V. Krishnan talking about what we need for a recovery in the property sector. Let us know. I mean, do you have suggestions on this front? Are you currently looking for property? Are you on the market, so to speak? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Dania, thank you very much for that Keep In View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.